With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The public has until September 20th to provide feedback on two proposed rule revisions related to assessing the overall health of lakes and streams in Wisconsin. Ken Kroll has more.
The DNR is seeking public comment on two proposals updating Wisconsin code related to protecting water quality. DNR water quality specialist Christy Minahan says the new rules use a variety of factors to determine water quality.
These rules all have to do with how we assess our water bodies, our lakes and streams and rivers, by looking at what is actually living in the water bodies. So we look at the fish community, the aquatic plants and insects, and the algae that's in the system, and assess the health of those to help us determine the quality of the water body.
They also establish how algae and plants will be used to determine whether a water body is responding to elevated phosphorus levels and whether it may need a different phosphorus measure.
So we'll look at the plants and the algae particularly and determine whether that water body is supporting a good environment for aquatic life and also for the public to recreate in. This helps us figure out if the water body might need a higher or lower phosphorus criterion than the statewide one that's applied to the rest of the water bodies.
The proposed language can be found by searching the DNR website for public input and then clicking on the buttons for proposed rules and then permanent rules. A public hearing will be held for both rules at 10 a.m. Thursday, September 12th, with simultaneous telepresence in Madison and Green Bay. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Dispatch information for ambulance calls in the Vilas County area was again the topic of an ad hoc committee seeking to determine if additional advanced life support or ALS services should be developed to cover areas of the county where no town-based ALS exists. They also would like to determine what it may cost. Presently, the town of Arvida and the city of Eagle River, along with adjacent towns of Washington, Lincoln, and Cloverland, and part of Hiles, pay additional contract costs to have ALS on all ambulance calls. Other towns have to determine what the medical issue is they are responding to see if they should call for ALS services. While the number of calls needing ALS is not tracked, the consensus was one of four calls require ALS, according to Tim Clark, head of the county fire chiefs. Vilas County Emergency Government Director Jim Galloway says that's close to the national average. Calls for lifting assistance are growing as our population ages, and many times the assistance is for the same location. The number of ambulance calls varies among towns, according to Lieutenant Greg Fulton of the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, with 615 in Lac des Flambeaux, double the calls elsewhere. Committee Chairman Marv Anderson wants to meet with the town fire departments and municipalities to further define the problem and possible solutions, costs, and who pays, among other issues. Children's Hospital of Wisconsin is investigating the exact cause of lung damage, which has hospitalized 8 teenagers around the state. Each of the victims reported vaping prior to their diagnoses. Doctors say e-cigarette cartridges can contain toxic chemicals which have been shown to damage lungs. Investigators are checking to see if that's what caused the shortness of breath, fatigue, chest pain, coughing, and weight loss for the teenagers. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has a bill aimed at improving access to broadband internet in rural areas, and it has passed an important test. The Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technology Availability Act was approved by a Senate committee Wednesday. The Wisconsin Democrats' legislation would improve the way the FCC maps rural areas to help with the expansion of broadband access. Up to 20% of Wisconsin residents have limited or no access to high-speed internet. The northern Wisconsin man convicted of kidnapping Jamie Kloss after killing her parents in Barron County is now in a New Mexico prison. The New Mexico Corrections Department confirmed Thursday that Jake Patterson is in one of its prisons. Wisconsin prison officials scrubbed Patterson's whereabouts from their internet database this week. Patterson was recently moved out of state after his high-profile trial, but the Wisconsin Corrections Department did not reveal where he would serve his life sentence. Our forecast for today, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 83. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.